Okay.
All right, so today is August 13th, 2019. This is the Bay Village Historic District Commission. And commissioners present are Knopf, Dunwell, and Hotelling, and McDermott. Also present is Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review for the Landmarks Commission. Our first order of business is Design Review Hearing 20.108 BV 6769 Church Street. Applicant, you have the floor. Give us your name and...
Hi, yep. My name is Anthony Piamarini. I'm the architect from Studio Luz Architects working on this project. We have handouts for everyone. Yes, just forward back.
Yeah,
perfect.
The pointer won't work on this.
That's okay. Nope.
Thanks. Here you go.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so thank you again. We're before you again today with a modification to a previously approved application. As we are getting into the kind of construction drawings of this, we have structural engineers come evaluate the project in detail, as well as some refinements of the floor plans. This has led us to some proposed modifications based on the kind of structural bays inside the building, which will help with the way some of those stairs are going to lay out, and then the way the lobbies would work, and then therefore there's some potential implications to the facade. So what we're proposing, and what you can see, let's go back to the beginning here. So we have some existing photos, as well as some historic documents, and as you know, we've done a lot of research into the historic character of the building. And so the original proposal was it was in keeping with some of the initial blueprints that we found, where we have a kind of asymmetrical bay on the kind of Shawmut Street facade. And our proposal is to kind of make this more symmetrical, which will, again, help with the interior layout. It will help kind of preserve some of the existing structure on the interior of the building, rather than what you see. And the original plans had two doors side to side, one which was pretty much an access to the basement, still serves as such,
right.
But we can kind of consolidate that into a kind of symmetrical relationship. And so that's, so you have in your hands the original blueprints, the initially approved proposal, which shows how we're able to have two doors on the kind of left side of the building and the two doors to the right. And that would work with a number of stairs on the inside, and that was going to end up cutting quite a few beams and being a challenge. Nothing's impossible, but it certainly was challenging from a structural standpoint. These buildings are steel and concrete, so they were, you know, cutting between the beams is okay, but cutting beams is a major thing. So again, the proposal is creating this more symmetrical facade. We have the kind of consolidated entryway for the residents on the left, kind of closer to the townhouses or the row houses. And there's a kind of balance amongst the piers. The piers are now symmetrical about the center, whereas in the original it was kind of offset a bit.
So how do you get down to the basement now?
So it's, if we go to the lobbies.
Before we go to the planning,
sure.
Sorry,
Kevin.
Yeah.
It looks as though this central piece projected out a bit. Is there a change in the plane here, or was it not built that way?
It was not built that way.
This is all one plane.
It was all one plane. And as far as we can tell, the parapet is never constructed, and so part of this is to restore that.
Yeah.
Give a little more, you know, hierarchy to the center bay.
Yeah.
I would just comment. I've seen a bunch of drawings from the same architect and things like that, and they often did not quite build what they submitted. So.
Yeah, we're trying to be true to the intent.
It's very nice what you've done there. The height of the parapet, the centerpiece, and the two on the edge, is that dictated by something? It's quite shallow in the parapet. parapet.
Yeah, it kind of ties in with what's happening around, as you go around the corner. So there's, I think, well, I'd have to count, but maybe...
Is it on the other side, or drawing on the other side?
In the previous, yes, calls.
I can bring that up after you go through this, I think I can get it.
Sure.
So, but if you want to finish...
Yeah, well, pretty much there. The question before...
Kathleen's question, yeah.
Yeah, was how do we get down to the basement? So there's two access points to the basement. You can see the, just the point of work, but the, the laser work. So the stair on the left that kind of runs
here,
north-south, yep, that one has a door that goes down.
Yeah, so it's inside. So instead of it flush on the street, you go in and then you have your options.
Correct, yes. So there's a little vestibule, which you can turn right and go into the restaurant.
Okay.
Or, you know, packages and parcels and things that are beyond the vestibule, just to create a secure space for the Amazon drop-off door.
And that is the plan to be a restaurant.
Yeah, that's the hope that it becomes a restaurant.
I'll bring that up.
Yeah, I think that would be good so that Joe, because Tom missed that, so, and especially if he has a question about the parapet, I think that would be good.
There is also a section on the last page of a kind of typical wall construction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which you have in your packages, which would give you a sense of how that parapet begins to relate to the windows, the upper level being kind of put back. Kind of set back behind the masonry. This is a longer process.
Okay.
That might be the only one we have.
That was a very old initial consultation.
Okay.
Here's some of the historic photos are there. Yeah, I think in the first few slides.
Why don't I get the paper part?
Okay.
So why don't you just carry on?
Okay.
Can I ask,
sure,
on the floor plan, the revised floor plan,
mm-hmm,
which by the way is a lot easier to read if you turn it upside down.
Okay.
Way easier to repeat. I was trying to read the PDF on my screen without turning it.
Sure.
Oh, I thought again. Okay, so in this restaurant, the proposed restaurant.
Yes.
Most people would enter by coming in on Church Street?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Where it says entry.
Where it says entry, yeah. That was
kind of small, but that's the main door, right?
Exactly, that would be the main door.
And then the back entry is the accessible. So
both would be accessible. The entry off of Church is maybe the thickness of the wall would maybe be the only barrier there. Door appearances. So we wanted to make sure that everything is.
But so Church Street is the main.
Church Street is the main entrance, okay, of the restaurant.
And yep, for the residents, Shaw Street is their only entrance.
Correct.
Okay. And are there likely to be vestibules on this side?
On the interior, it may be kind of a curtain or a lightweight seasonal barrier.
Nothing that would affect the architecture.
No. We're right at the property line, so there's going to be. I don't anticipate something coming through if that's appropriate, but that's not the way.
Was that one?
The kitchen would be, yes.
Yeah, there we go.
The kitchen is in the basement?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you can see how we're kind of relating to the adjacent areas.
So here. These might be
helpful.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Very helpful.
So the basement was where the kitchen.
There's one more.
Oh, that's a good one.
The reason I asked is I wondered if this could be a bit higher. I'm sure it's going to begin to occlude the window, though, isn't it? That's
then the sills start moving up a bit.
Show that one to Tom, too.
And so our proposal right now would affect this.
This bay right here.
Yep.
That shows. There's another one.
So I have a question about some of the staff notes here. Sustainable building practices. What's up with that? What are you guys doing?
I wrote that because...
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
Reusing the framework.
Ah.
I thought that was... Yeah.
The sustainable building is a building that's already built.
Yes.
Right. Got it. Nice. Is that something that's now, like, being more honored because waste issues?
Exactly.
Wow, carbon emission. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Moving towards carbon neutrality.
Building waste is one of the biggest energy wasters around. It's just a tremendous
problem. So interesting.
Yeah, all the stuff that we're either destroying an old building or you build a new one and you throw a lot of stuff away in the process.
Right.
So, in regard to that, this particular proposal, the new building above will have a steel frame that kind of sits within the old. So the old concrete floors are remaining, the concrete roof is remaining, and our building just has kind of legs that the columns come down behind the existing facade.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, I think what we need to think about as a commission is that this building that never was a symmetrical facade for whatever reason. It's looking the way it was done, and that asymmetry will be lost. So I sort of ask myself, is it something that's going to matter to people? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Is it attractive? Does it still work for the building? It does. I can see how it does help the plan on the inside. It really does clean things up and make it much more logical.
Yeah.
Personally, I it's not going to be what it was, but I don't think that's a huge issue here.
My comment is that the thing that we approved already was also not symmetrical. If you want to, be really rigorous about it. My sense of these buildings is that they have a sort of a symmetrical concept that they then move elements around within. Very often they've got a double unit in the center and then two thinner units on the sides, which you can see in all of these.
Mm-hmm.
The building next door is the same thing.
Yeah.
But then if they feel like changing it on the ground floor, they'll kind of say, well, instead of doing 1-2-1 will go, 2-1-1 or something like that. So since the thing we approved was a little bit not symmetrical, the thing that's proposed is a little bit, it's very nearly a symmetrical solution.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fabulous. It's really a smart way to do it, and I'm all for it.
Thanks.
I agree. I think the way the new facade relates to the upper story, too, is very clear. It's very crisp.
And I think it makes sense also to have the piers seem to support something. Instead of previously one of the piers went up to a window.
Right.
Didn't make a lot of sense. I like it.
Tom, do you have any further thoughts or questions? You get a chance to...
I mean, the things have already been approved. I'm wondering about this, I guess, because it's two pieces. This one has a centerpiece, but doesn't necessarily need to have it.
Mm-hmm.
As you go around the corner, I guess this one does have that. Oh, I see. This is it's sort of an AB pattern. I'm talking about the supports and the transects.
So we're trying to take our cues from the blue fence.
What was there before?
Yeah. Work with that language as much as possible.
And these are these applied moldings down here, or is it raised panel?
Those are Those are going to be applied molds.
And that's just a done deal, that's what they have to be?
No, we're doing the details now. So let me back up. If we have a back panel, and then we create a frame around that with sticking, we can kind of work that way. It wouldn't be a flush panel with just a little frame applied to the surface. It would actually have a relief to it.
Well, my suggestion would be that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Applied moldings always look like applied moldings, like
right.
It's kind of happened down the road.
Yep.
And what you might think about doing is having the rail and the frame be the framework, center
mm-hmm.
panel in, and then that's the molding,
okay.
Some bead molding, so the whole thing is set back, much like a raised panel would be.
Okay.
If that works for, you know.
Are we talking wood or metal there?
We're talking painted wood.
Mm.
Okay.
And I think it also may weather better.
Yep.
I've seen, applied moldings quite often. They get, water behind them.
Yeah,
they drip.
Yeah.
And
which was a reason for
okay.
recessing. You might look into that to see
sure.
if that's a possibility.
Yeah.
And it would look a little more authentic.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a possibility. I think that's something we can do.
And the doors are going to be wood?
Yes.
And everything painted?
Yes.
Anthony, does that apply to this illustration here?
Which one, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The
dynamic
sample? It just looks like I took that as being metal. Maybe
me
I was mistaken.
So that particular example is metal. Maybe we need to come before you do the final details.
In fact, it says aluminum right on
it.
It's the bottom.
Yeah.
Aluminum on the top
yeah.
to anodize.
So what we've found out in the last couple weeks of digging in with a number of window manufacturers, Dynamic being one of them, is that in order to kind of accommodate the thickness of the older brick buildings, everyone's kind of recommending using wood windows in the kind of historic restoration, because it allows for kind of level of craft and detailing and kind of a tighter
odd dimensions. Yeah.
Yeah, they can accommodate the odd dimensions. The trim can be kind of cut the field. And it may be a little bit more, it's more economical for our clients. We may be able to get the detailing that we're hoping for. So that's the direction we're leaning in at the moment.
So what does this door illustrate? This thing?
That was, if we could manufacture the storefront out of aluminum, Dynamic would be the ones that could do it and
mm-hmm.
give us the historic detailing.
But you're inclined to not.
We're planning to go towards wood so it could
okay.
kind of work out.
Is the second floor residential?
Yes.
And are these sash windows that are off the
Yes.
And this molding, it looks like that's what.
Yeah.
That was there before. What's that material?
That would be a bent aluminum material with a kind of, there's like an antique or anodized bronze finish to it.
Hmm. And that's because it was here, something was there historically.
Right. You can see that point is there now.
That's a piece that's from that.
It looks like it was inspired by the drawing. Remember, the corner is broken, so the pier
yeah.
comes up here.
Did you all? Am I?
We're at the second floor. Everything's been approved.
Yeah.
Sorry, you missed it. Yeah.
I was asking about this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that hasn't changed from your proposal.
No.
So that's
I'm
what
sure
was.
It has
yeah, and that's what was approved by the commission
yeah.
in May.
And as I recall, we didn't really talk about the material that it was going to be made of. So, since it's approved,
sure, we can.
You just do it, right? Because it's already been approved. So today we would be looking at things that are changes from the approval.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. So the materials are here on this page.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sometimes those cornices are metal, aren't they?
They are. This is a metal cornice.
Yes. Sometimes it's like formed around a wooden mold kind of thing.
Exactly.
The odd thing is, this is not a cornice.
Correct. Yeah, it's not a cornice. It's a decorative.
It stops at the corners. Yeah. It's just kind of, it's idiosyncratic. It's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what was there historically. That's the point.
Yeah. I think they transformed into some kind of a cap.
Yeah.
Or a cornice on it.
And you're basing that on this drawing. Here.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it doesn't show in the old photographs, does it? That detail?
No.
Just for my curiosity, do you think they ever built that detail we're talking about?
I think because
that molding.
You mean this photograph?
I do.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because this was modified here. Clearly.
That was dry.
Yeah.
And they put that little.
And here there's a mold. There's a corn. This is a cornice going around the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Yeah, because someone put on this sort of decorative. Kind of like railing thing on the top. You see it in the old photograph or something? With those sort of star patterns, which might have been designed to hide the stuff that was on the roof.
Right.
So it looks like there's a sign up there too, and some kind of pipes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where I'm coming from, is it needed? It's already approved.
Okay. I went along with that. I am curious, do you think it ever got built? This detail that we're talking about
now
is called a molding, not a cornice?
Right. I haven't found any evidence that the condition was constructed as with the blueprint.
So it's only because the blueprint shows it.
Right.
That's why we're talking about it, where it says metal cornice
written
upon it, even though we would call it something else.
Yeah. And from our field measurements, it seems to be about within an inch or two, where the existing cornice is located.
Right. Because the building had this parapet before?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, in the conversation, we felt that might be a nicer way to terminate the historic base and bring back some of the original.
Yeah. Well, as I've said before on this, I commend your effort in restoration. I think you're doing a really good job, and I like the way it looks.
Thanks.
Okay, where are we at, commissioners? We're ready to make a motion? Okay. So, I move that we approve this application, while not a complete restoration, it honors the original design of the building and will improve the historic setting and appearance of the district. Furthermore, the reuse of existing building material is consistent with sustainable building practices. Can I have a second?
I second.
Yes,
just
of course.
Thing, Catherine, with the suggestion that the base of the windows be reconsidered with historic.
Panels.
Okay, Joe, you have that?
Yep.
Okay, that addition that, okay, and with those changes, can I have a motion to approve?
I move that we approve this.
A second.
All in favor?
I'm in favor.
Okay, great, unanimous. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you all very much for your time. I appreciate it.
So I'll need a revised drawing showing the panels.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
You have all these different materials listed here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you decided on which color it's going to be, or are you are you using several colors like that are slightly?
I think we'd like to maybe minimize it to two and just let the light do the work.
Yeah.
So we look at the kind of the darker bronze or the finishes on all the lower windows. We can get a Kynar that'll match that, and then for the upper level, we're looking at maybe the lighter bronze for the window trim, pilasters, and spandrels would be
So is that going to come back again, or is that going to go to U.S. staff?
You'll probably bring it to me for staff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the windows on the first floor will
be a dark bronze.
They're metal?
Yeah.
And then,
or painted with a Kynar paint, so it
okay,
looks.
And then the second floor, the sash windows are?
Those are all, we're going to be proposing wood for those, but with that kind of dark bronze Kynar paint.
That's nice.
And then the upper level would be the, it's a panel that has a custom finish that has that.
Right, and this shows like kind of a two-tone scheme, is that the idea?
Right.
Or even a three-tone scheme, this can...
Yeah, so we'll have, these would be the lighter bronze,
mm-hmm.
and this would be the kind of darker bronze
yeah.
here. I think.
And it's a little bit reflective?
It's a little bit reflective.
Yeah.
So you have a bit
yeah.
of...
A little shine to it.
The light
yeah,
would
like,
work
like
to
this,
create
like this
more differences thing. Throughout the day. Yeah.
That's
so
good.
Casement windows, are they off the ball on the two floors?
These are, some of them are, yes. We're identifying them now, but we've got bedrooms here, and we have kind of living spaces.
So they're casements?
They're casements. They'll have a limiter on them, so it'll come out about 4 inches, and that's about
mm-hmm.
it. We do them on sales.
And this the brick business is to design to match?
Designed to match, right. And so those
brick
are the
best match.
As far as we can kind of tell without getting the samples out
yeah.
in the field, that's the palette that's being used. Each building has a different... There's a different
yeah,
brick.
Because the current condition is like it's like two completely different brick.
You can yeah, we
schemes, right?
Our suspicion, and again we're kind of doing more demo, is that this is all a thin brick that's been applied on the bottom. That's our suspicion. Just the way the corners are done, there's not a lot, nothing kind of tying it back.
And it has kind of a very flat feeling to it. You know, like not
it
a
is.
Lot of depth to it.
Right.
It
right.
just looks. So are you thinking that you can peel that off?
We're going to peel that off.
And there's more brick behind?
And that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
If not, we'll be redoing that face with a brick that, this bay, we can continue the same
yeah.
kind of lighter color down, and this is a little bit more brown, so we pull that down. So it's,
when you're all done, are you hoping that all the brick will seem to be the same?
No, it would be, well, top to bottom, yes.
Yeah.
Side
yeah.
to side, no. So we would have, you can see this one, the pink, the nice pinker color, would
right, right.
identify this.
Okay, so
quite
it's
clearly.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
And then this would be
so this one.
Yep.
On the south side, that has its own treatment.
It does.
And this one, which wraps around, would have its own treatment.
Has its own treatment. Which just, it just kind of matches what's
mm-hmm.
there now.
Right, and the whole cutaway corner thing disappears.
Correct. Yeah. Eyeluster comes back.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah. Which I think pulls the corner nicely.
Every time I look at this picture, I'm just so amazed.
I've been studying it myself.
I'm
dumbfounded by it.
It shows the sign for the
but
Grove.
Nothing looks familiar to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the building where Jacques is, but that's where Jacques is.
Mm-hmm.
Had this
yeah.
little peaked roof on it and everything. Isn't that
yeah.
something?
Nothing makes sense. Well, thank you for your
okay.
attention.
You
okay, we've got stuff to do. All right. Let's
could I have those? I just want to keep those.
Thank you.
Yeah, picture is. You could stare at that for hours and never understand it.
No.
Because it's like nothing looks the way it does. Okay, so our second order of business is the review and discussion of comments from the Bay Village Neighborhood Association regarding proposed changes to the Bay Village Historic District Commission regulatory standards.
They need more time.
Aha. Okay. You went before them?
Yes.
Yes.
And Bethany emailed me last week to say they weren't meeting in August.
True.
And that she wanted more time to get hopefully something for us in September.
Okay.
So I begrudgingly said okay.
Okay. So do you need any help in terms of emails or you're
no,
good?
No. I suspect... They may even need more time. She didn't mention it, but I know it's going to be close to Labor Day when they meet again.
Yes, that's right, the first
so
Monday.
I wouldn't be surprised if they asked for some more time.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions about that? Or okay. So how about the minutes from June 11th?
Yeah. Approve them.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Yes.
All right. We've approved unanimously the minutes. Okay. Staff update.
We have a new staff person, finally, a new planner. Her name is Mary Service, and she is responsible for the South End, Mission Hill, and Fort Point Channel. So we're fully staffed again. And no one can leave.
That's terrific.
We're still, it's not us, we're still in a holding pattern with the mayor's office, so.
You know what, the mayor's, remember that event?
Yes.
There was always some, supposedly to be discussion about that, but he never talked about it.
No, and there was a big push by the mayor's office for us to do our interviews for all the vacant positions. They got the nominees, the nominations together, and we were doing telephone interviews, and they were in a hurry to get that, and we completed our side of it, but now we haven't heard anything.
How many vacancies are there?
With all the commissions, several. Here, we still have we're going to need a new BLC person to replace Richard.
Yes.
And we have one Greater Boston Realty Board.
He's BLC?
Yes, yep.
Because I'm BLC also.
Yep, and then we need
two BLC people?
Yes, yep. And then we need two
real estate professionals?
No, the Boston Society of Architects.
Oh, architecture.
Yeah, those are
that vacant. Would be good.
Yeah, so.
Because we only have Tom as our only technical knowledge.
Well, unless the other BLC person comes on as an architect.
Right.
How many architects on the commission?
No, but we have Beacon Hill, we have several vacancies, but we haven't gotten any nominations for from the BSA or the Greater Boston Realty Board for this commission, which means the mayor's office can find.
So if there are three on this commission, and there are how many, nine neighborhood commissions, is that
yes, right? Yep.
Does each one have as many as three vacancies?
More than that. And Beacon Hill and Back Bay have more commissioners because they have different types of legislation.
So this is 30 plus vacancies then?
No, I wouldn't say there's that many. Maybe 15, maybe half of that. Yeah. It's hard to find volunteers. That's a big
problem. How do you recruit?
Well, they have to come through nominating organizations. So
like
it's up to, they put out in their, you probably saw it in their newsletter when they're looking for nominees for Beacon Hill and Bay Village.
And the tricky bit is, of course, they have to live.
They still live here.
Right, not Cambridge.
No.
Not Cambridge.
Yeah.
Or Brookline.
Yeah. Right. It's going to work. They're going to be here. And that's what really gets difficult.
So you have to find someone who has the qualifications, the residency, and some time. And willing to give that time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right.
So it's hard to find people who align with that. I thought there was a real estate professional component.
For this one, for this one there is Greater Boston Realty Board.
Right.
And that position's vacant. We don't have anyone, and they haven't nominated anyone.
We haven't had one since Sally Withington was on.
Right, because I remember mentioning it to Grant Simpson. One of my neighbors is a real estate professional. Two of them. Grant is a real estate guy, and Paul Newarts. But it's hard to find people who are willing to volunteer their time.
Yes.
Paul's very involved in other things, so. Coconut Grove.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys, so can we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.